Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Some years back, I had an opportunity to lunch with a friend I hadn't seen in several decades. This person was a special influence in my growth and development. I was truly excited about catching up. With great anticipation, I marked the calendar. When that day came, I was a bit nervous after so many years. But I found the lunch one of the most fun and meaningful days I'd had in a long time. And I remembered how this friend had influenced me to partner with God. Let's talk about partnering with God. Sometimes we simply don't know how to partner with God. It seems complicated, almost mystical. Since it's not a black and white thing, it's challenging to define what partner with God looks like. Looking back over the years, experiences, and relationships, like the lunch that I enjoyed with my friend, have impacted me most. It brings to mind being able to do several things, things like talk freely about relationship with the invisible God, like discussing how to grow in grace in practical ways each day, and like gaining fresh ideas for action steps and to consider tangible examples. Those kinds of interactions from teachable moments that impact personal growth and priorities, those are the things that help us to partner with God. But there's even more. God's original design helps. It helps in these ways. To reflect on the importance God places on you as a unique, created person. To take ownership, to partner back with Him according to His design. And then to focus on God's interests over your own interests in order to fulfill your created design. Your life purpose becomes more clear when you do these things. The way to live an alive and active life of noble character is to partner with God as a unique individual, putting His interests above your own. And there is an invitation. You have an invitation from God to receive forgiveness, freedom, and the thing we're talking about today, partnership. This partnership includes fresh learning, effective living, which turns into a lifestyle of credible leading and sincere loving. So in order to partner with God, it means choosing a life of those four L's: learning, living, leading, and loving. And that is what today's content is about. What's the price or the investment to gain this kind of lifestyle? Well, best intentions just aren't enough. Pretending doesn't count. Not even hard, earnest work cuts it. God sees to the center of every person. Since no one is good enough, the price is high for this lifestyle. And Jesus paid the price at His cross. Now He hands out invitations into partnership with Himself that include learning, living, leading, and loving. Your price or investment comes in the form of two commitments toward this partnership. The first commitment is this: believe and obey Christ. The second is do good to others. These two works of partnership are critical if you want to have noble character. Partnership with God means close relationship with Him. And a close relationship with God means responding differently in daily living. Pleasing God becomes increasingly important as you know Him better, which changes you from the inside out. He becomes your first, most, and best. and he becomes your favorite relationship. So what's your best response to his invitation? Please accept. To partner with God means using the four L's. Let's look at each one of these more closely. The first one was fresh learning. Let's talk about that learning. God intends people to learn from each other, but more so directly from Him. His Spirit lives inside your believing heart to direct decisions, to teach His ways and their application, and to help you enjoy His friendship. Embracing learning is called discipleship, being a disciple of Jesus. What an invitation! Do you accept? The second L is effective living. Learning from Jesus creates a new kind of living. John 14:23 says, "If you love me, you will obey me." Because actions speak louder than words, they directly influence your living. James 1:22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." Accepting God's invitation means practicing His character as you live. He nurtures your heart when you respond with His character. What an invitation! Do you accept? Let's move on to the last two L's, credible leading and sincere loving. There's just no other way to say this. Investment in fresh learning and effective living opens doors to credible leading and sincere loving. God's way, that is. While doing good, not growing weary, sowing seeds for harvest that please God, you literally invest in others like God does. Deliberate thought, prayer, and strategy help you apply your portion to this wonderful partnership. Christ's church needs credible leading and sincere loving. What an invitation! Do you accept? So, we've covered fresh learning, effective living, credible leading, and sincere loving. I'd like to share a little more from my own personal journey. I mentioned a lunch at the beginning of this content. I also mentioned relationships and exploring how to know an invisible God. Still, I'd like to share one more unusual memory. My inspiration and direction has come from Scripture for practical decisions each day. Prayer has given much needed help and hope. As I've already mentioned, relationships and conversations have left significant impact in my quest to partner with God. I've not had nor sought experiences or charismatic influences. I firmly believe God's Word provides all I need. After all, 2 Peter 1:3 says, His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. So, that's been good enough for me. However, back to the thing I wanted to share with you, the additional thing from my personal walk. Years ago, I had an interesting dream that brought great comfort to my heart and taught me more about partnering with God. I was in a tent, resting. I looked out a small upper window flap and noticed movement right outside my tent. As I watched, a structure began to appear, another tent. It was being put up right next to my tent, and it was big. As it neared completion, I noticed the shape of the tent fit exactly to the shape of my tent, or maybe it was the other way around. But its volume overshadowed, engulfed, and even completed my tent. I did not feel afraid, but rather I felt comforted and peaceful. Somehow, I knew it was God's tent. Well, when I awoke and pondered this dream, I realized that God was reminding me He is with me and cares deeply about all events in the tent of my life. He surrounds my life tent with His own. He does the same thing for you. That He pitched His tent so close to mine and yours, overshadowing, engulfing, and completing my life tent, gave me a message. God wants to participate in every detail of my life, in and out of my tent. Companionship, support, covering, strength. All those words describe what His huge tent touching my tent felt like. Then I remembered some scripture. Psalm 34:7 says, "The angel of the Lord Himself, encamps around those who fear Him, and He delivers them." Then I also remembered the tabernacle, which was a huge, strong, peaceful, holy, big tent erected in the middle of the camp of God's people. It symbolized God tabernacles with His people in protection, comfort, peace, companionship, and provision. I don't know what you're going through, but I'm guessing you need a tent next to your life tent. You need a dependable structure of love right next to you to provide protection, comfort, peace, companionship, and provision. Because God has pitched His strong, enduring tent very close to yours, it literally fills the bends and the crevices of your tent. It holds your tent in place during strong life storms. And it provides a reminder you are not alone. God's tent is quite literally the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire that stands between your tent and your enemy's attacks against your heart. It talks about the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire in Exodus 14:24, Numbers 14, verse 14, and Nehemiah 9, verse 12. Well, as we explore another important strategy to partner with God, this is the time when we're going to start to focus on you. God created you with unique skill sets. He wants to make you a special partner. According to Scripture, you are a servant to God. That's true. However, God lifted you to also be His child and His partner. You have the privilege to decide to partner with God back. Since it was God's original design to let you decide, I hope you pitch your tent very close to God's and welcome the companionship of Emmanuel, God with us, as you learn, live, lead, and love. Let's talk about some application questions and thoughts for today's content. First one, are you willing to partner with God to learn Christ's character? Second, what areas in your life tent are not fully surrendered to God? Three, do your motives line up with Scripture? Four, will you let God pitch His tent right next to yours? Five, how can you apply fresh learning to effective living this week? Specifically, target areas where you know you need to grow. Number six, what sincere, loving thing can you do to help someone or to nurture their growth? Number seven, how can you provide credible leadership to someone and invest in their life? And remember, credible means you're doing it yourself first. Number eight, why not adopt a leader's perspective? Leading and loving is helping others to learn how to live. There is one critical application action step needed in order to accomplish what we're talking about today. I'm going to lay this action step out in point form. First of all, set a daily time to be alone with Jesus. Then, pick a special regular place. Be sure to have your Bible, a prayer notebook, a journal to jot things you are learning. Then you might even include a special cuppa. Finally, why not partner with God during that time alone with Him by pitching your tent right next to His, real close? Let His tent overshadow and complete yours. The content today is partially developed from a book, More Epistles for an I Generation. It's a practical, refreshing devotional guide available in our bookstore. I hope you look it up and order it and enjoy studying through the epistles that Paul wrote. Also, visit our website for devotional materials, articles, podcasts, and additional resources to help you grow your faith in God. Pursue noble character and an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolfe with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, shareable images, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.